As we begin the Easter season, dear people, in my opinion, there's no season that can more easily slip through our fingers than the Easter season. The two great graces for the Easter season are one. First, to meet more deeply the risen Christ. To meet more deeply the risen Christ. And second, to witness more freely to him. To meet him more deeply and to witness more freely to him. And in order to enter into that, I believe the first grace is accepting this in faith, that he himself is eager. He is eager to reveal himself to us. He is eager for us to experience him more deeply. We see in the gospel today, it's from the 28th chapter, verses 8 through 15. Verses 8 through 15, and it has in here, around verse 10, Jesus meeting Mary Magdalene and the other women on the way and telling them, right, to go to Galilee, to go to his brothers and tell them to go to Galilee, and there they will see him. But here's what's interesting. So this is verse 10. In verse 7, just these verses right before this, it's about Mary Magdalene and these women meeting this angel at the tomb, whose appearance is lightning. And the angel tells the women to go to his brothers and tell them to go to Galilee, and that's where they're going to meet Jesus. So just one verse before this, in verse 7, the angel says, now go to the brothers and tell them they're supposed to go to Galilee and Jesus is going to meet them there. In other words, Jesus isn't telling them anything. The angel hasn't already told them. In my opinion, Jesus is eager to meet them. He wants an excuse. To imagine how overjoyed Christ is as after he rose from the dead to meet them. And so let us embrace that in faith. Where is this eagerness in Christ where we lack hope? Where we lack hope is where he is eager to meet us. For the season of Easter, let us bring that to him. Let us want him to come and be our hope there, to meet him more deeply.